Welcome to episode 2001 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you midweek as I record this. And I don't think I'd really even know what day of the week it is if I didn't do a different meditation technique each day of the week that I share with you here every day on the podcast. Because I find my regular rhythm for the week is disrupted, as I know it is for you as well, as we continue to be in shutdown mode due to the COVID-19 coronavirus. How are you doing? I congratulate you for being here because I know there's a lot going on, and even to find the time to sit down and meditate or do something more introspective is difficult when your emotions are being pulled out in all different directions. And that is why this week we are exploring how to tame your emotions, how to use these meditation techniques as weapons in the battle to manage stress during such an extenuating circumstance that we find ourselves in. And so we're following along with Sun Tzu's classic book, The Art of War, that is followed to this day by politicians and leaders, business leaders, including military strategists. And I did find that there is actually an entire website dedicated to his book in applying his principles to your mental and emotional health. And I actually didn't write down that website, but you could probably Google it. So his techniques are used as well to battle your own forces, those stresses and the anxiety and all the uncertainty and fear we are experiencing. Now, I also want to mention, the thought just occurred to me, so I will mention it, that Sun Tzu was a Chinese general, military strategist, a writer, and a philosopher who lived in ancient China. He was a general in the 6th century BCE. He is attributed as the author of The Art of War. And I'm sharing this with you in a time where we are experiencing the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic, which we believe originated in China. But that is not why I chose his book to follow this week. I came across his book as a book I selected for my sons to give to them for Easter. And I also gave them the book, of which I also created a series from. And that is from Miyamoto Musashi, The Book of Five Rings, one of my favorite books. I spent over 5 years in Japan, so I'm a big fan of that book, and I studied a lot of the arts over there. And for that reason, I selected these two books to give to my sons. But I was flipping through The Art of War. I've already done a full series on the Book of Five Rings. You can go back. I believe I did that maybe 4 years ago. And this book, to me, as I was reading through The Art of War, the quotes from Sun Tzu, I thought applied so well to the times we are living in right now during this pandemic and battling our fears. So that is why I selected his particular book to share. And the quote for today that goes right along with the mudra meditation technique I'll be sharing with you is this. He says, "Victorious warriors win first and then go to war, while defeated warriors go to war first, and then seek to win. So think about your natural talents and strengths. How can you use these victorious aspects of yourself, your unique qualities, and apply them to manage stress and fear, anxiety and uncertainty? Bring to mind those strengths. And think about if you've been using those strengths this week, today. If not, how could you begin to apply your strengths to this current situation? This is your reflection question for the day. Now, the technique I'll share with you is a mudra. Mudras are considered to help to activate a corresponding region of your brain depending on how you activate your hands. We have so many nerve endings on our fingers and in our hands. Mudras have been with us and studied and applied for over 5,000 years. They are well used in India and also in Chinese medicine. And I looked and did some research and noticed that they were even used in biblical times by Jesus and John the Baptist, as well as other figures in Christianity and Judaism as well. So mudras can be a fun way to make your meditation more dynamic. So this mudra for the week, I encourage you to do it each day this week. You can do these mudras whether you are seated meditating or you're going about your day wanting to calm your mind and body. If you take your hands, do this with both hands, and you touch your middle finger and ring finger to your thumb. And you'll notice that your little pinky finger and your index finger will just extend upward, and that's perfect. So you can lay your hands on your lap or at your sides, and again, touch your thumb with your middle finger and your ring finger. This is the Apana Mudra. It's a mudra that is considered to help cleanse and detox your body and your mental and emotional state. And so that is a great mudra to be using during these times. So you might try holding this mudra. Again, as you settle yourself down to meditate, reflect on your strengths. Everything you need is within you. That is our affirmation for this week. Everything I need is within me. Think about how you can apply your strengths to the current situation. You may have or may not have been doing that. Sometimes we can be pushed in a situation such as we find ourselves in to take off the mask and to show your true strength. This is the time to do that. If you'd like the full guided meditations, you can try for 2 weeks free access the SIP, S-I-P, and OM, O-M, SIP and OM meditation app. You can receive the journal that goes along with this week's Art of War series, as well as the slowdown guide with all the techniques from this week right there organized for you, as well as access to the full app. You are so worth slowing down for.